Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall talking about the problems with our cattle futures in just a moment. You need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And going with one of the 8 commission firms at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The 8 commission firms make up the livestock exchange of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And when you sell cattle in Oklahoma City, you can go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots in Stockyard City. The livestock exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by your beef checkoff.
Big jumps up and some big jumps down on our live cattle and feeder cattle futures for no apparent reason, raising a lot of red flags for the cattle industry. Colin Woodall is the lead lobbyist in charge of the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says that NCBA has been working with the CME group over what can be done. One thing he says that members are telling NCBA leadership, let's fix this thing. Let's not lose these valuable marketing tools.
The membership has been very clear that they want to maintain these tools. They just want them to work. We want them to work as they should. And that has continued to drive our engagement, not only with the working group, but our full live cattle marketing committee, and also to the level of our entire officer team being engaged and trying to find something that does work, because we cannot afford to lose these risk management tools, especially when you look at the overall state of the market. We need as many opportunities to manage our risk as we possibly can.
Woodall says that the CME group seems to be sincere in wanting to fix these products and make them usable to the cattle industry. But he adds that sincerity really only goes so far.
The CME has made it very clear to us that they want to fix these contracts and make sure that we are satisfied with the way these contracts work. That's why they're still at the table. That's why we remain at the table. And it's important that we stay at the table to find this solution. The idea of just taking these contracts and moving someplace else, while it may sound like a really good knee-jerk reaction, is not an action that we want to see in this relationship and definitely in this overall effort. So that's why we want to make sure that we continue to work with CME to find these true solutions, because they're willing to help us. But that also means that we don't necessarily agree with every idea that they have. And so we make sure that we argue with them to some extent, coordinate with them to some extent, but also bring in the government, the regulators, such as the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, and the House and Senate Ag Committees, which have oversight of the CFTC. They have been involved. They will continue to be involved to make sure that this entire issue is thoroughly studied and that whatever solution we come up with is one that not only the industry can live with, the regulators can live with, but also the CME can live with.
So bottom line, according to Colin Woodall, the industry trying to find the best ideas to solve the problem.
Ideas that we can try to vet through our process in order to see which ones may help us with this volatility and which ones are just a no-go. And that's not only just on the market volatility side, but also, again, looking at the specifications of the contract to see if there are some tweaks that can be made there to help us. And then also continuing to look at the cash market and overall price discovery. If we have a strong cash market, that also helps us address this. And we have already taken actions to try to address cash market. We've had the Fed Cattle Exchange that started earlier in the year and is about to kick off again on September the 14th. And we think that is a great sign that the industry is working towards that overall price discovery and the price discovery that we need in order to support the futures contracts.
And what I'll say is, if this is a priority for you, seeing these cattle futures contracts fixed, weigh in and let the organization's leaders know your thoughts, your opinions.
You know, this is not an easy one for NCBA, because we have found that we have members on all phases of the spectrum here. You know, a lot of opinions. But the reason why we know that is because the people with those opinions have made the commitment to show up to engage and to make sure their opinions are known. And that has helped us in our policy process. So if this is a major issue to you as a producer and you're listening to us right now, get engaged with NCBA. Get engaged with our live cattle marketing committee and our working group, because we want to make sure that whatever solutions we ultimately come to implement are ones that are acceptable to the industry and help us all be more successful.
NCBA's Collingwood All. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, September 10th at noon. Over 1,000 head of bred cows, heifers, pears, and bulls will be available. The sale features 40 Hereford heifers bred to proven Brahma bulls, 20 Red Angus bred heifers, and 10 pears bred to Black Angus bulls, and many more. For a complete listing, go to www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. New buyers need to register before Saturday.